It's Tuesday, December 2nd, and with your 8 a.m. news, I am Leonard Witbien. Emmanuel Nashinge, IPC spokesperson, criticized the Ministry of Urban and Rural Development's decision to cancel the swearing-in of newly elected councillors across the nation. Chosia Shiweda reports that he warns the move creates a legal quagmire and highlighted that the law requires councillors to take office within 7 days of the election results.
With newly elected councillors initially expected to be sworn in on the 3rd of December, Nashinge criticized the postponement, saying the delay undermines service delivery and public trust. Nashinge has called on the Minister of Justice and Labor Relations, Philemon Wise Emmanuel, to urgently sign the necessary document to ensure that magistrates' benefits are upgraded. City of Windhoek spokesperson Lydia Amutenya confirmed that the swearing-in of the new council was initially scheduled for 3rd December, but has now been postponed until further notice.
Yesterday, Dr. Mupenzeni Telamo, the Chief Regional Officer of the Erongo Regional Council, convened a workshop at the Swakopmund Constituency Office aimed at reviewing and improving council operations. Attendees included staff from Administration, Auxiliary Services, ICT, the Minutes Section and the CRO's Office. Irene Jacobs is from the Regional Council's Public Relations Office.
The workshop centered on strengthening the efficiency of council meetings by reflecting on past practices, strengthen minute-taking processes, improving the implementation of resolutions, reinforcing the security of council documents, and exploring digital and environmentally friendly solutions such as online submissions and paper-light systems.
South Africa's Deputy President Paul Mashatile says government is committed to improving treatment outcomes, especially for children receiving newer TB regimens, including a shorter four-month course. Commemorating World AIDS Day at Ga Masemola Stadium in Sekukuni District in Limpopo, Mashatile marked 20 years since the introduction of life-saving ARVs, which have dramatically reduced HIV mortality and vertical transmission. He also noted South Africa's role in the Global Fund AIDS Replenishment Summit alongside the UK.
Mothers initially given a terminal diagnosis have experienced health improvements. Children thought unlikely to reach grade 1 are now thriving at 21, flourishing in tertiary education.
French nuclear fuel company Orano has raised alarms over a uranium shipment from its expropriated Somaïr mine in northern Niger, calling it a serious safety and security risk, as Reuters reports. The company cited potential diversion of the radioactive material and violations of international transport regulations. Orano said it learned on the 27th of November from media reports that a convoy carrying uranium concentrate or yellowcake had departed the Arlit mining site. To Asia now, where Hong Kong authorities said yesterday they had arrested 13 people for suspected manslaughter in a probe into the city's worst fire in more than half a century, as per our Hong Kong correspondent Laura Westbrook's reporting. At least 151 people are now known to have died.
Police did not rule out the number of deaths rising further, and they have released photos which shows blackened rooms inside the building. With people still missing, a police official teared up, visibly choked with emotion when she said that the fire had burnt parts of the building to ash, and therefore they might not be able to locate all the missing people. As investigations continue, officials say tests on several samples of the green mesh that was wrapped around the bamboo scaffolding on the outside of the buildings did not meet fire-resistant standards. Laura Westbrook, Hong Kong.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.